The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Mahatma Gandhi. Welcome to the Transformation Highway. I'm your host here, Kristen Carlson. So happy to be here with a beautiful human sitting in front of me. Yay! After a couple weeks of airing some pre-recorded interviews, which have been equally amazing and wonderful, it's so nice to have human contact. So I would like to introduce my guest today, Jonathan Garcia, who is the founder and facilitator of a healing bus, potentially the first healing bus of its kind, called Solistica. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a lot of interesting history that brought you to this point that is Solistica. And we're going to share all of what's going on and your vision with this healing bus. The bus doesn't actually heal, but the people who participate with the bus heal.
Right.
But let's learn a little bit about your personal journey and your history into what has brought you into the interest of personal transformation and healing.
Great, yeah. I would have to say that it goes back pretty far to my childhood. And I was raised on a one-acre parcel in Gilroy in the country. And there we had, you know, animals. We had our own food that we would grow and vegetables and just, you know, the whole thing. So playing around, you know, in the dirt, in the hay, and just being out there, you know, bright stars. And, you know, I think I have, that's where the connection started. I didn't realize what I had at that point. You know, I always wanted to go into the city and play with my friends. And, you know, I was just like, hey, why did you guys stick me out here? But, you know, now after growing up and going through all these experiences.
After having gone to the city.
Yeah. You know, I realized that it was really something special and my parents did a good thing. And later on in life, that would come back again. And, it explains why I have this connectiveness to the environment and, you know, the world, really. Going through high school was, pretty normal. Didn't have any inspirations to look into, you know, all these things and the environment. But during my last semester at junior college, I thought I was going to go and become a lawyer. That's sort of what I was studying for. And
why is that? What was it about being a lawyer that intrigued you?
I think it was just, going back to like the saying of, you know, knowledge is power. And I was thinking, you know, money, stability, the future, just make sure that I'm taken care of, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just real westernized thought process, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. My last semester I took a geography class, which I was like, okay, geography. Didn't think much of it, but the teacher who taught that class did something really different. She actually taught the class from an environmental perspective, which I've never even heard of that being taught. I didn't know that you could actually study that, you know. And once I found out that you can not only study it, but you can have a profession in learning how to love the earth and take care of it, right? And like, it's just, I thought that was really amazing. So that altered my life right there. That, and I hope I could run into her one day because she probably has no idea how she changed my life. So I enrolled the next semester after I graduated from there at San Jose State in environmental science. And I then met another person that influenced my life very heavily. A man by the name of Frank Schiavo. And Frank Schiavo is really well known.
He's a legend.
He's a legend, an environmental legend. We call him the environmental messiah. he wrote the curriculum for the environmental science department in the 70s. And, I mean, it was his whole program. And he's done so many other wonderful things. It was just really inspirational for me. And
I had a similar experience in junior college. I was going to San Jose City College, and I just took the ecology class because it seemed like a good class to take to fill my science prerequisite, and I felt the same way. All of a sudden, I was like, "Wow, we can study how to be like, you know, in cooperation with the earth, and how to teach our kids how to, you know, move forward in the future and keep balance and all these things. And Frank was brought up in classes after the ecology class, the environmental studies class, and he was like this legend there when I was studying 5 years ago. And one of the things that my environmental studies teacher spoke about was his house, how he had sort of transformed his house into this whole sustainable closed circuit thing. I'm sure you went to his house and saw all of that.
Yeah.
Maybe you can share a little bit about that.
Yeah, many dinners there. Yeah, so Frank had a net zero home, a true net zero home. You know, he had solar panels to offset his usage, but his usage was so low that he barely had a bill.
Didn't he want to not pay the garbage? Wasn't that a big thing?
Actually, I was just going to talk about that. Yeah, it was an amazing story. So he composted, you know, just about everything, well, pretty much everything he had. And what was left over was literally in the palm of his hand for garbage. And so he went to the city because he didn't feel that he should be paying a garbage fee. And I guess it's not that easy of a thing to do, not pay your garbage fee. And so he actually took them to court and won the case based off, you know, no taxation without representation. And that was sort of the, yeah, right? And so he made the headline in the newspapers. And it was, yeah, it's just an amazing man. I mean, he left no footprint, you know, besides all the wonderful people that he's touched and everybody's hearts. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you work here closely with this amazing mentor as you're going through San Jose State. Tell us what comes next for that.
Yeah, so, you know, I developed a really close relationship with Frank. You know, I would spend probably twice a week over his house discussing things about life and the environment and, like, man, what can we really do here? You know, what's the path? What's the right thing to do? And so just through our discussions of, like, what he wanted to do for his legacy to finish it off, because at that time he was going to be retiring and I was graduating, I was like, hey, Frank, how about we get together and do something? And he's like, I love that. Let's do something. What do we do? There were so many options at that point, but we decided to start a company called Signature Solar Design. And that was basically what we were doing is we were specializing in design consulting for new construction homes, so then they can be built the right way from the beginning, right? And so I guess the concept would be passive solar design homes, mm-hmm. Net zero homes, mm-hmm. if you will. So started that and landed a few contracts in Carmel, did some, consulting work and had some really good outcomes. And it was just,
there a big interest for this type of thing at the time?
I would say it wasn't a huge interest because it's really difficult to break into that. I mean, it is, I guess, if it's the right person, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking for that, but mm-hmm. typically construction is not handled that way. It's mm-hmm. about the lowest cost. So it's definitely a person that sees that this is the way that we need to be building.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's got big rewards as far as the lower cost on the home. So it pays itself back. You know, it's healthier to live in.
Long-term benefits.
Long-term benefits, yeah. And not to mention the environment, right?
Right.
So we did that for a while. We did solar in combination with that. And, I had the idea as well as, hey, we can go on and keep doing this and, you know, work in this, you know, the system of, you know, the Silicon Valley and, you know, you get the house, you know, you get married, you do all these things. And then at the end, you're like realizing, whoa, you know, I'm going to retire and I haven't seen any of the world, or I don't even know what my real path is, or I've been so distracted.
Who am I?
You know? Yeah. So I kind of had one of those moments and I'm like, I want to fast forward my life and look back and say, you know, is this the right path for me? And I did that and it didn't feel right. So I at that moment, you know, I seen another vision of me wanting to fast forward and get out somewhere and do something different. So I was in the environmental science building, and I seen a flyer for study abroad programs. And I started doing research on them, finding out more, and I accidentally came across a EcoLodge that was for sale in Costa Rica. And I'm like, okay, this is it. Yeah. You know, it was only about $100,000 for 90 acres of pristine rainforest in the Talamanca Mountains. Wow. And it, with waterfalls, it came with facilities, it came with a little buggy to get up and from. And I was just like, okay, this feels right. Boom. And I talked to Frank about it. He's like, you know what, John, this is a great idea. Let's just skip, you know, this and fast forward and try to make this happen over there. I'll write the curriculum. I'll set it up.
So the plan was for this to be a study abroad location for environmental studies, or?
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I mean, that was one of the main things I wanted to do. But I also wanted to segue in and tie in holistic medicine, holistic practices, mm-hmm. just being out there in the environment is therapeutic enough with all the biofuels right. of all the plants and trees, right? Mm. So we reached out to a couple people. He had some contacts at University of Santa Clara. They said they were definitely in to start a program with us so we can start exchanging there, and obviously San Jose State. Mm. And so I said, okay, well, we have this lined up. We did some more research, and Costa Rican government actually pays you to reforest. So reforestation, planting trees, they'd pay for that. So we thought we had a really good plan lined up. You know, we get, you know, the college students coming in to learn about the environment
and planting
some trees. Yeah. just, you know, I plan to go, I reached out to the people that own the property, and they're really excited to hear about, my interest in the property, especially me being young, and then also with Frank's experience and what we wanted to do with the land. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to take a trip out there to Costa Rica to go check out the land. And that was a long journey to get there and to find it. I got stuck in storms and roads flooded in for days on end. I got stuck, you know, without power. I had candles, you know, for
the
like
ultimate test.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, you know, I felt like I was in this movie, you know. You know, long story short, after traveling for about a week or two to get there, I had sent one final email because I was getting lost. I couldn't find the exact route to get up. And they had finally got back to me, and they said that the land just sold. We never got your email telling us that you were going to come out to the land to visit. If you did, or if we would have got that, we would have waited, because we really wanted somebody that was younger that was going to carry on what we were doing. Unfortunately, we just sold it to a man in his late older 60s who has health conditions from Wisconsin, and we're really concerned about turning it over to him because we don't want this thing to, you know, not work out. So I was a little heartbroken because, you know, I thought this was sort of the way I was going to be able to live, you know, potentially the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And
did you ever find out what happened with that property?
You know what? I haven't.
I wonder.
I wonder too, you know. And to be fair, you know, I think potentially that was the universe telling me maybe I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. I still, you know, all the journeys I've gone through now, it becomes more apparent to me that I'm much more capable and ready now than before to really do that work. Mm-hmm. You know, the experiences I've had to lead me to here.
Do you still have hopes of doing, or plans of doing something like that in the future? Or was that just sort of a moment in time thing?
No, absolutely. That's definitely one of my goals. As a matter of fact, I'm considering, well, we're all considering, me and the group of Solistica, of purchasing some land up in Saratoga Mountains. On hillsides, which nobody wants to buy because you can't really build traditionally there. Thank God we're not traditional. So, yeah, we have some plans to do that. But the first step really was having, you know, this bus, and that's why I had the vision for the first light and sound frequency bus.
Wonderful. But let's pick up out of Costa Rica. Where did you go next? What comes next?
So after Costa Rica, I got back and I started working in solar again.
Okay.
With Frank. And shortly after that, unfortunately, Frank had passed away. He had an issue, and so that was a tough blow for me. And, you know, it's just when somebody passes away that you really care about, that was sort of your mentor and your direction, and he was like a, you know, a big part to what I was doing.
Right.
It's difficult, you know. So I had, but, you know, I still had to pick up where we left off, so I continued to do the solar and that sort of thing. I got into a relationship. I bought a house. And I went through the 8-year relationship doing the same thing. And, you know, things weren't really working out. The economy crashed at that time. And I was having problems with the home and with the relationship. So we decided it was best that, you know, we separate, basically. And at that point, I was at a, I wouldn't say a low, but, you know, I was fairly depressed because I had, you know, all these things. I had so many high hopes for life and aspirations. I just wanted to do something so big, and it seemed like I just was getting roadblocked, right? And so what I did is I decided to take off and travel around the world for a while. I had went to numerous places, but one that really touched me was Southeast Indonesia and Asia. So went to Thailand and had a really interesting experience over there. That was the first time that I got in contact with an energy that is light, blissful, and just different than here. And I really grabbed a hold of that, and it really changed or helped shape the view that I have today. Mm-hmm. And what altered my path yet again in life.
And what brought you more into this therapy work that is Solistica, the bus?
Originally what happened was I got a taste of this energy from traveling around the world, learning more about the world. I learned more about myself. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I got back to the States, I literally felt like anxiety right away. Yeah. I was at the airport trying to check in. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Back to the grind. the Western grind.
Yeah, and you don't notice the type of energy here. Not that there's something wrong with it, but it definitely is heavier.
When you're immersed in it, it's mm-hmm. hard to identify.
Exactly, yeah. And so, you know, yeah, that's exactly it. It's really hard. So I got back and I was trying to carry that energy with me as long as I could, right? And after a while, it started, you know, dwindling down a little bit. And I started getting, I guess, anxiety, for lack of better words. Mm-hmm. And that turned to having some, like, panic attacks, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Just mm-hmm. And I didn't know what was going on with my body. I'm like, what is this? Like, what, I'm young. I'm, you know, fairly healthy. Mm-hmm. Although I wasn't eating really as good as I should have. Not hydrating as well. Mm-hmm. Drinking coffee probably, you know, from 8 to 12. Mm-hmm. And then working, you know, 18 hours a day. Or,
that'll, you know, get you a little strung up.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the, I sort of think that's the way it goes on the Silicon Valley. There's, yeah. You know, it's stressful here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's a fast-paced world.
Yeah. High expectations.
Yeah. And so the problem started getting worse and worse, and my body started freaking out on me more and more. And the more it started doing things, the worse it got, because now I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? My arms are going numb. I'm feeling chest pain. And you know, I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack. Somebody had to rush me to the hospital. And, you know, I got to the hospital. I'm like, okay, I was literally thinking that I'm going to die. Mm. And I was like thinking of all the people that I wanted to say something to. And I was also thinking at the same time, where am I going to go? You know? And I wanted to know, like, where am I going to go? I was raised very Christian, you know? And, but I also had all these other experiences living and staying in Buddhist temples when I was in Thailand, you know, just the Eastern way of thought, you know, meditating, doing their rituals and their sort of their principles. And there's, I mean, all over the world, you have all these different walks of life that mm-hmm. believe different things. And so, you know, I needed to know the answer. And so I promised if I ever got out of this experience that I would make sure that I surrounded myself by people that were in pursuit of the same answers. and that wanted to, you know, be healthy, be conscious, and really do big things in this world to make it a better place.
We're here speaking with Jonathan Garcia of Solistica. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to pick it back up as he has found that group of people that is doing some really good work alongside him with the bus, the healing bus that is Solistica. Sit tight. You're listening to The Transformation Highway. Welcome back to The Transformation Highway. I'm your host here, Kristen Carlson, having a lovely conversation with Jonathan Garcia of Solistica. And we just left off. Jonathan was sharing his early years up to where he found himself at sort of a fork in the road, where he had, the opportunity to see things in a different way and decide that he wanted a change in his life. So, Jonathan, maybe you can pick it up there.
Sure. So, I was getting out of the hospital, and they wanted to put me on a bunch of medications for anxiety and that sort of thing, and I didn't want any part of it. I know it's not healthy to take those medications. There's tons of side effects. After I started reading them, I'm like, I'm not doing this. And then my friend popped in my head. Her name is Liz, and she's an amazing soul. And she has been trying to get me to go out to a place for Native American ceremonies and medicine. And that was it. That was the calling. So as soon as I could, I signed up for the next ceremony. Went out there, and I had an amazing experience that really was like the final icing on the cake of my path and my awakening and my, just the vision of everything we're doing now. I had this vision where I was watching myself, I was laying down on a medical bed. And I was looking down at myself from the sky, and I was like shaking. And because shaking was something that, sort of happened to me when I was going through this issue I was having where I couldn't control the shakes. And so I was looking at myself shaking, and then I was hooked into some type of system, and there was this nurse like doing things, pushing buttons, and I was just like, what's going on here? Trying to figure this out. Like, what does this mean? And then all of a sudden, I just like get the idea to put my hands down on myself and say, stop shaking. You're in control of your body. You're in control of your spirit. And I stopped shaking. And the way I look at this is that was my higher self healing myself from, the woes and everything I was going through.
Awakening yourself to the fact that you are always the ultimate creator in your own experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And at that point, when I stopped shaking, I felt better, and I immediately started projecting out to the cosmos, like outside of the earth, into this place where there was just amazing energies all around me, and it was just a beautiful thing of geometry. And I was up there as that. I didn't really have a body, and I started having all these thoughts about the world, and I started feeling all of these different vibrations or frequencies, if you will, of love. But then also at the same time, there was some negative stuff, and there was just all these things coming together, and I was like, whoa, what is this? This is really heavy. And I guess the main point is this was the time when I realized that everything is energy. We're all energy first and then physical second. And knowing that helped me heal myself as well, just realizing all these things that are affecting me, either negative or positive. And so what I focus on now, or what I focused on, I guess, was just like all the positive energy and how much control I have over that in my life. And I use that to heal myself. And since then, I haven't really had any major issues at all with my health. And obviously, of course, I'm doing other therapies now, which we're going to get to in a little bit, mm-hmm. that really helped me as well. But the bus Solistica, this light and frequency bus, was sort of born out of there. You know, I was told that I need to create a vehicle for other people to wake up to the reality of there's stuff going on here. There's a lot of, you know,
a literal vehicle.
Yeah, a literal vehicle, right? And we live in a toxic environment. And there's, you know, violence going on in the world. There's negativity. There's, everybody has something going on. You're not alone out there. And
we're not well equipped in this society on how to deal with all of this or how to transmute it in our own lives.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's really why we put this together. And so what I did was I went out and found a bus and I bartered for a solar system. So which is kind of funny because now everything that we do is for barter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The new economy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And so I got this bus. I did that, and then I spent pretty much all my savings on this bus.
Wow.
Following this vision I had, hoping that it wasn't like, you know, hoping it was real, you know, like, oh, universe, come to me and provide, you know, like, what's happening next? Like, I don't know that much about healing frequencies, technologies at all. I just seen this and, you know, what's next? And so just as I was going to get worried, people started showing up in my life that have been instrumental in the evolution of this bus.
And these are the practitioners. Vision.
These are the practitioners, yeah. And, you know, I guess I could name a few.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who and what sort of modalities they work with.
Sure. So one person, his name is Dr. Stephen Schwartz. He specializes in light and sound frequency. And his main thing is really to shift one from on an energetic level. Just basically shift it from whatever state they're in to a better state, right? And that could mean a bunch of different things depending on the person and their intentions in life. And he has a few different inventions that he's made, which we have on the bus. And one of them, which is my favorite, is the Vibroacoustic Sound Lounge, which is a bed that you lay in, and it has frequency transducers inside of it. And he makes his music, and the music is composed off of various things using sacred geometry, Fibonacci.
So cool.
Yeah, and binaural beats. And one of the cool things is, one of my favorite, is he has a machine that reads the biofield of trees and plants. And so it will interpret it to song. And so we can literally hear the plants and the trees singing to us.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and the trees and plants, depending on the tree or plant, it has different tunes or tones. And that's really neat once you start playing with that. We realize that if a plant's not singing, we hook it up to a plant right next to it, it will start singing. We hook it back up to the original plant, and it'll be singing. So there's something there, right? And then when we walk out of the room, like it's, well, first of all, it's singing when we're in the room. We walk out, and then it stops singing. We walk back in, it starts singing again. So there's something going on a level of, where it's just the energy is being accepted in some kind of way through the biofields of our biofield, their biofield, the frequency, and it's resonating and it's singing. So we take that biofield from the trees and plants, and we incorporate that into the music as well, which then goes inside these headphones. And so you hear all of this going on. And then it also plays through the bed.
Wow. I was going to ask, is it actually coming out of the bed that you're laying on?
Yep. And so depending on what setting we have, because there's about 50 different ones, including autism, energy clearing, abundance. You name it. We have all the settings for everybody.
And so is actual sound coming out of the bed, or is it just the frequency, like the, is it a non-audible frequency, or is it sound frequency?
Yeah, so it's not, there is definitely sound frequency going on, but...
In the headphones,
and through the bed, it's the biofield of the actual plants or trees or whatever frequency we have. So you can literally feel it going through your body. You feel like you're in the clouds.
Wow.
It's an incredible experience. Yeah, right now I'm using it on somebody who's suffering from depression. It's been 2 days now, and I've already seen amazing results. And, you know, he gets on it. He's like, I don't know what this is, but when I get off of it, I feel so much better. And, you know, and that's just a testimony to how powerful this stuff is.
And how long is a session on that bed?
So you can do a session of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, an hour. Really, it's up to you, but I feel you get the biggest benefit when you do two sessions in one, which is about an hour.
Okay.
So I guess for one, we can go over, like, my favorite is energy clearing, because we all got some energy that we need to clear out sometimes.
All the time, right? Yep.
So I'll do energy clearing, and that's about a 30-minute session, and it's got a lot of traditional sound healing sounds to it,
mm-hmm.
like crystal bowls,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing, mixed with a bunch of other encoded like sacred geometry, and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Dr. Schwartz does his thing, and I'm just like, I don't know what you all do, you're like the mad scientist, but it works.
Wow.
so yeah, we do some energy clearing first to get whatever is in there out. And then whatever the intention of the person is, we'll put that on so we can fill them up with that.
Wow.
So there's it just depends on the intention, really.
So what else do we have going on the bus, on Solistica?
So, you know, going back to the thing about we're all energy and everything is light and sound frequency. And that's, you know, going through your body. And we found that drinking what we call super waters, which is actually waters that has superfoods in it,
mm-hmm.
enhances the experience greatly. So we actually drink it as a routine. I have some now, daily. it's just a mixture of different superfoods, you know, like blue-green algae, mm-hmm. which is alive, and then we call it our prism water.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's chlorella, spirulina, turmeric, maca root, you know, all these different concoctions that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps a lot.
To boost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal with us. We have a biofeedback machine. So, which is also something Dr. Schwartz developed. And what that does is you sit down, and this is what we use when we start a consultation. You sit down, and he puts some gadgets around you and asks you a series of questions so he can gauge emotional, you know, physical, and that sort of thing. And what it does is it reads the frequencies from your body, because our body, our organs, all has its separate frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so by being able to hook up to this machine that can tell you the frequency, it can tell you sort of where you're lacking and where we need to focus on to bring your frequency up to a state where it's healthy. And so then after we know what that is, then we'll say, okay, we need to, you know, first of all, sit down, drink some of the super water, let that soak in. And then we're going to do, you know, we'll do, there's some Reiki or acupuncture, liquid acupuncture, which is something different that nobody really does. And we'll speak about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the vibracoustic sound lounge on certain settings. And so we'll just do a series of what we call healing circuits. We have three different circuits.
Okay.
For different levels of the healing.
So let's talk about the liquid acupuncture.
Sure.
What's going on there with that?
So this was actually brought to me by a brother. I call him, he's like a brother now. we got really close over the past year since I met him. And this was another guy, like I said, that just popped up out of nowhere into the, you know, when I needed him, mm-hmm. when we all needed him,
mm-hmm.
to really bring this together. And so he's from the Canary Islands, and he has a center out there. And I actually met him at a transformational festival called Symbiosis here in California last year. And so what he brings to the table is he's been doing this for 15 years, and he has a bunch of different things, too many to mention now. But one of the things that he brought to the table was this thing called double helix water, which is a representation and a recreation of what we all have in our meridians. So this is why acupuncture works. You know, when you do acupuncture, you release the energy flow, and it's all about the meridians. And in the meridians, it's not normal DNA. It's like a crystallized DNA or crystallized water, mm-hmm. so to speak. It's mm-hmm. actually crystallized water that goes through all your meridians. And so what this water does is it has the same structure of what we have in our meridians. So by typically you drink it,
okay.
But we found a way to get it quicker in the body instead of taking 3 hours or 4 hours or five or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to find like the quickest way to get it into your body for the quickest outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up with the idea of nebulizing the double helix water. So it just goes straight into your body,
mm-hmm.
and it just hits all your meridians and you feel
to
amazing.
The lungs, to the blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you feel amazing. And, one way to test it is, through thermography. So, thermography is a really high-end camera that can sense and see all of your heat that your body's putting off. And, so you can see like things before they happen. Like if you're going to have issues somewhere, they actually use it to detect, early stages of breast cancer. That's what it's being used for now. That's what Reiko uses it for. And, you'll just see little things show up and it's not cancer yet. It's not anything. But it's something showing that there's inflammation, something's going to happen, right? So we take the thermography of the person before the nebulizing the double helix. And then we wait about 20 or 30 minutes and we take one after. And it's amazing. You'll see where there was inflammation. You'll see like a really bright color showing that there's like an issue point. And you'll see it like essentially disappear after doing this. And that's just proof that this stuff works.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So how long do the effects of the liquid acupuncture last? Have you looked into that?
So this is more of a, I would say, well, drinking the water, first of all, would be more of a daily thing.
Okay.
Nebulizing would be more of a thing that I would say once a week would mm-hmm. be good. I mean, What we're doing here in this bus is so cutting edge with everything. Like we're really trying to advance holistic medicine. And this is why we have over 15 practitioners from all around the world that are getting together, putting their heads together. You know, they have their specialty. Another one has theirs. Well, now, instead of just one person specializing in one thing, it's even though it's a good practice, it might not work for somebody. It doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. I hear people say, oh, holistic medicine doesn't work. I tried this or that, and they give up and they go back to the medication, the pills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just, it might not have been the right timing on that. It might not have been the right setting. It might not have been a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so by mixing all of these amazing practices together in a comprehensive program, you get some real, benefits from it. And it's powerful. We have done some tremendous things and seen some people come out of there that are just like crying because they can't believe that they've been holding on to something for so long and so painful. They haven't been able to release it. And they're able to release it with one session from what we're doing.
So how do you, what's the word I'm looking for? How do you sort of build the research and development around the work that you're doing, you know, so that you can keep track and really understand how things are working with different people and that type of deal? Do you have an aspect of research going on as you do this work?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that we're now starting to address in a bigger way. And up until now, it's been all of us sort of practicing on each other. Mm-hmm. And then when we're at festivals, we go on tour to transformational festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide our services free or for barter or just for, a smile or a hug sometimes. and so like through those interactions and people giving us feedback, that's sort of been, we're like, okay, this works. Now we're starting to formalize it more. The person that we have now staying with us, like I mentioned, he's suffering from depression. And we're having him, we're giving him journals now. So everybody that comes through has a journal. And they write before their thoughts, how they feel, during and after. And so we're notating that. We're also going to start doing DNA samples to see how the DNA is changing. And we're hoping that the DNA changes from a carbon-based DNA to a crystallized DNA. Which is, really the state that you want to be in. So yeah, so we're starting to do that. The thermography is another way that we're testing. We're going to be notating the thermography results as well, charts, because it's all computerized with software. And beyond that, it's just, you know, that's sort of just notating, putting a journal down and testing the DNA, and that's kind of what we have planned for now. But, you know, that's really, I'm more of the facilitator in mm-hmm. all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the all the practitioners, the doctors, that's sort of like
their expertise
to like put this whole thing together. And I would say that within the past 3 months, this is when everything really started to gel. And so, yeah, so we're developing constantly. And so we're really excited for the next year here.
So let's talk quickly about the transformational festivals. Why is that such a good location to be testing out Solistica? And what have you personally found in your experience participating in transformational festivals?
I think transformational festivals are probably the one of the best areas that we can be for what we're doing, because people are open and ready to receive something else than what they're receiving in out here, you know, mm-hmm. in wherever you're at in Silicon Valley, in the system, you mm-hmm. know, doing the grind.
Mm-hmm.
They know that there's something more and they want something more. And we just want to help facilitate them getting from where they're at, whether it's in pain or whether it's just they want to find out, you know, and get to the next level of wherever they need to get to so they can follow their path. Whether it's enlightenment, whatever they're searching for, we want to help facilitate that. And they're just more open there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. So what's the long-term vision with Solistica Bus?
Long-term vision is just really to grow to a place where we can be in service of more people. Our goal is to really spread this love and light and healing and shifting of consciousness, being able to receive things that you normally wouldn't be able to receive, so then you can find your purpose in life, your path. And we want to do this on a big scale. You know, it starts, you know, one person at a time, and that person's going to affect the next person once they understand and know and see. And it's really just to be able to do that on a bigger scale. You know, we're trying to set up contracts right now with tech companies, Facebook, Google, all the usual suspects, and do what we call therapeutic pop-ups. So we'll pop up to a corporation and have our whole setup with the light and sound frequency bus, all these technologies we described, plus more.
But it doesn't have to just be a corporation. It could be a private party.
It could be a private party, absolutely. We've done a few of those already. And it could be anybody that's looking to get to the next level of where they're at and they're open. That's sort of where we want to be. And, I say my focus was really more towards doing corporate events, because those people need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
Stressed out, you know, going through the grind. And there's a lot of people, there's an epidemic right now, let's put it that way, of mm-hmm. anxiety,
mm-hmm.
stress, and mm-hmm. The body not responding well to that.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see also how kids interact with it. Have you had any kids on the bus? Any kids, family members of the practitioners on there testing things out?
We have, absolutely, yeah. It's amazing when you see kids, because they're so much more connected to the source. Mm-hmm. They haven't been so distracted or programmed or mm-hmm. however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
They're younger, so they're closer to the source. So they are special beings. They're just naturally connected more than us, right? All of what we're trying to do with all these technologies, get us back to that, like
mm-hmm.
that innocence, that
state.
Child state,
yeah.
You know, and connected.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, it's amazing when I see the kids around the bus, and it's just like they can get there and like understand and see these things and enjoy it, you know, so much quicker. Their absorption rate and understanding is fabulous.
So where can listeners contact or find out more about Solistica?
We have a website, solistica.com, and that's a good place. It's a good resource. Our whole front page is all about a way for you to plug in to have a transformative lifestyle. And so we have videos posted on there on how to make super waters, how to make morning breakfast elixirs, different recipes. We have events on there so you can get plugged into what we're doing. So, you know, a lot of people don't have access to knowing where stuff is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that there too.
And what are some events that you're going to be attending coming up?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We're actually going to be going to Burning Man.
Woohoo!
We're super excited to go there. We got a couple weeks there to prepare. We're building a big healing sanctuary dome at a camp, and we're also building a pyramid for ceremony space. And we're going to have the bus there. And
do you know what the name of the camp?
Yeah, it's called A Not Love Camp.
Okay, so for all you burners out there who are listening right now, look for A Not Love Camp if you would like to pop by and see what's going on at the Solistica bus.
Yeah, and we're actually in the program there. We're going to be hosting a kava ceremony at every sunset.
Oh, wonderful.
So come join us. We also have thousands of bracelets with our Burning Man address that we'll be handing out there as well. So please come by and visit us. We'd love to have you.
Any other events coming up in the near future?
Yeah, we're also going to be going from Burning Man to Symbiosis, which is two
wonderful.
Weeks after.
Well, I will see you there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. You're going to be there?
Yeah. I had to shift some plans. It was going to be Burning Man, but I had to make it sort of an easier commitment. So Symbiosis, it shall be, which I'm super excited about because I've never experienced it.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. That's where I met a lot of amazing people that are on the bus today. So you're definitely going to meet some good people. And come see us. We actually got hired on by production to be part of the healing sanctuary. So our bus is going to be parked inside of the healing sanctuary.
And wonderful.
We're going to be giving seminars and workshops on what we do.
Wonderful. Well, we've got about one more minute. Any last words before we close out the show?
The bottom line is get plugged in. You know, if you feel that you are, you know, stressed out or just looking for something else, or you want to, you know, get your path in life and follow that, and, you know, just be bold and go out and do it. And if you need help doing that, we're here for you. Just get in contact and we'll be more than happy to help you get there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jonathan Garcia, for being here with us today. Again, listeners, if you would like to find out more about the Solistica bus, you can go to solistica.com, and that's Solistica. Thank you so much for joining us this week. John will be with you next week doing something wonderful, as he always does. And until then, just enjoy this beautiful Thursday and be well.